I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. You've probably heard about the recent wave of bomb threats against Jewish community centers here in the U.S. It's caused a lot of discussion about a new rise of anti-Semitism, but now an unlikely suspect has been arrested. He's an 18-year-old Israeli, Jewish, with dual Israeli and American citizenship. The young man's identity is under a gag order while the investigation continues, but his arrest came after a joint investigation involving the FBI, international law enforcement agencies, and Israeli police. Ron Campius is the Washington bureau chief for the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. That's a global news agency and wire service that serves Jewish community newspapers and media around the world. Ron, what has this young man in Israel been charged with?
It's not clear yet. He was arrested, interestingly enough, by the fraud unit. So it probably has to do with using Bitcoin using Google Voice illegally to pretend he was somebody he wasn't. It's not clear exactly who would charge him, whether it would be Americans or Israelis. There's probably in the works charges that would have to do with the actual threats.
Right. Now, I know you've been covering the wave of bomb threats against Jewish community centers and the desecration of cemeteries in the U.S. Since early January, there are reports that more than 150 hoax bomb threats have been made against synagogues and Jewish schools and community centers. Do you know how many of those this 18-year-old is connected to?
They suspect him of perpetrating more than 100 of those threats. We know that a copycat using email in St. Louis was arrested earlier this month for 8 of the hoax threats, but it's not clear yet whether this young man was responsible for all of the rest of the threats or just for most of them.
Now, we know this young man is a dual Israeli-American citizen. Do we know anything about what motivated him?
Well, there are a couple of things. His lawyers spoke about a non-malignant tumor that's nonetheless affecting his behavior. So there's that possibility. But there's also the fact that he was rejected twice by the army. And there's so much in the Israeli self-image that's invested in being part of the army. And there are so many opportunities that are closed off to you that you don't do the army that I think it was intimated that the resentment at having been twice rejected by the army because of this physical condition, that might have had something to do with it as well.
Now, apparently he'd been acting out for some time, including making threats against a Delta Airlines flight in 2015, forcing it to make an unprepared landing. How did the man elude authorities this long?
He spoofed his location using technology that masks his caller ID. The reporting is now that on one occasion he forgot to trace his internet connection through a proxy server, and that's what allowed police to trace his IP address. And what's interesting is it seems that the Israelis were brought into this. They started leading the investigation about a month ago, and they said that they got the information from the FBI. So it sounds like the FBI figured this out, traced it to Israel, and then passed it on to the Israeli National Police to pursue.
Well, I know you and others have been critical of President Trump for not speaking out more forcefully about anti-Semitism as the number of incidents went up in the past couple of months. Do you feel the president still needs to take more active measures to denounce anti-Semitism or any racial or ethnic bias?
Yeah, I think that he's still kind of lacking in that department. And nobody ever accused him, of course, of having encouraged this spate of threats. It's more how he responded to them and how he kind of left the Jewish community reeling when a Jewish reporter asked him to address the attacks, the bomb threats, that is, and asked him what he was doing about the bomb threats. He turned it into an attack on the Jewish reporter. And there were other things like his International Holocaust Remembrance Day statement on January the 27th omitted any mention of Jews. But there was an interesting piece today by Peter Beinart in The Atlantic where, in truth, I mean, this has been a very Jewish-friendly, in some senses, administration. The broader problem, the thing I think that makes a lot of Jews nervous, is the broadsides against other communities, recognizing those broadsides against Muslims, against Latinos, as echoing past bigotry against Jews. And that arouses Jewish concerns.
Ron Campius is the Washington bureau chief for the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, a global wire service and news agency. Ron, thanks for your time.
Thank you.